Action WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump in last night's address to both houses of Congress praising what he says he's done so far.
6 weeks ago, I stood beneath the dome of this Capitol and proclaimed the dawn of the golden age of America. From that moment on, it has been nothing but swift and unrelenting action to usher in the greatest and most successful era in the history of our country.
Democrats protesting by refusing to applaud at anything. One, Congressman Al Green from Texas, was actually escorted out of the chamber. Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan delivering the Democratic response, saying, among other things,
we need a tax system that's fair for people who don't happen to make $1 billion.
The president launching a trade war against America's three biggest trading partners, Mexico, Canada, and China. They all retaliated, sending markets into a tailspin Tuesday. Futures all pointing higher this morning. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A complete unknown drew a complete goose egg at the Oscars despite 8 Academy Award nominations. To make matters worse, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the subject of the Bob Dylan biopic, also known as Bob Dylan, was invited to both present and perform at the ceremony, but declined on both fronts. Mick Jagger ended up presenting in his place. At the beginning of the show, host Conan O'Brien joked that Timothée Chalamet learned how to sing so well in preparation for playing Bob Dylan, he almost didn't get the role. Tabloids love their clickbait. After finding out that Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress as Anora, tabloids made a big stink that Demi Moore gritted her teeth and seemed upset. A closer look at the situation by a lip reader revealed Moore turned to the person next to her and said, "Nice." One clickbait tabloid in particular said later in its article that Moore was very happy for Madison. Now that's journalism. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers keep their kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers re-signing place kicker Brandon McManus to a new 3-year contract worth over $15 million. McManus, who turns 34 in July, will be guaranteed $5 million and given a $5 million signing bonus. The New York Jets releasing Devontae Adams, and now fans tweeting the Packers should bring the 32-year-old receiver back to Green Bay. College basketball, Marquette takes on UConn tonight at the Gamble Pavilion in Connecticut. The Badgers in Minneapolis for the border battle with Minnesota. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-121 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Giannis with his 7th triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers asked about the mix of young and veteran players on this Bucks roster.
We're kind of mixed. We play young and old, but we're not only just veteran players. We have, like, straight grown-ups. I keep saying it. Everybody on our team is over themselves. There's nothing. There's no stuff. What I call clutter. The guys just play together. They want to do right. It's an absolutely fantastic team to coach.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Earl Ingram.
Welcome to Campaign for Lead Free Water with Governor Evers' efforts to address the lead issue. Following that, we will have Dr. Robert Craig join us to talk about Trump's discussion with Congress.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rainfall in the overnight and steady temperatures in the mid and upper 30s. A blustery northeast wind. On Wednesday, snow will develop across the area as temperatures falling into the upper 20s. Total accumulation 1 to 2 inches. Right now it's 37.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomack, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 3 p.m. for Broad Appeal, we talk to Wisconsin Senator Dianne Hesselbein about her billionaire overlord and Trump's plan to gut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Well, you could have a little bit of a surprise today if you've got to do some traveling around Wisconsin. Welcome in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Yeah, there are some schools that are calling it off for today because of the crazy mix of moisture we've got coming across the state. Now, in the Madison area, it looks like we're going to see rain mostly this morning, then possibly some snow after about 11 o'clock. It could become a little patchy as far as ice is concerned, too. Temperatures are going to start falling by about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's where things could get a little interesting. Now, the rest of the state, you could be seeing all snow. Some areas of the state will see all rain, and it is going to be measurable. So make sure you rainfall reporters are letting me know what you're seeing in your rain gauge. Our talk text line is active right now, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Sunshine back on the horizon tomorrow. High temperatures near 41. Friday, another chance of maybe some snow in the morning, but then sunshine in the afternoon. Daytime highs on Friday, 38 degrees. Saturday, sunshine and 42. Stumacher, ag meteorologist, joins us in about 15 minutes with all the weather details you're looking for. It's still sinking in. All the medals that Bavaria Sausage brought home from the German Butchers Association competition. Scott Stoll, one of the owners of Bavaria Sausage, says they walked away with 49 medals, 30 that were gold, and all the products they submitted, something you can purchase today.
You know, we picked products right out of the freezer, right out of the deli case, right out of our coolers, and that's what we brought. We did not do a special batch of any of this. We didn't know, but we had a feeling that we'd do pretty well with the Germans on this one.
That's Scott Stoll, one of the owners of Bavaria Sausage, capturing 49 medals at the recent German Butcher Association Meat Products Competition, recognizing the quality that started more than 60 years ago with Fred Bohl. Bavaria Sausage, shop those award-winning meats today at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrotter Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday 9 until 1, or always open online. BavariaSausage.com.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
In cattle country, they have a few barns, but not like we have in dairy country. I'm Bob Osel from the northern end of the longest barn in Eau Claire, visiting now with the new president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Buck Werbein, from Nebraska. And Buck, you're taking over here at a good time. Cattle prices are high, exports are at a record time, everybody's looking for beef cattle. You don't have any challenges, do you, in the industry?
Bob, I'm glad you said that, because a few months ago, this term was coming up, and I'm thinking, gosh, this might be kind of a boring year. You know, the prices are good, as you said. And then the New World screwworm falls literally from the sky in Mexico, and that happens. And then we start having different people nominated for these disruptor positions now. And so I think there's going to be plenty to do, actually.
Now, some of the things we're looking at, I'm sure, maybe first and foremost among agriculture overall, is getting a new farm bill. How much of an input is the association having on that? And what are some of the things you're talking to your congressmen and senators that the cattle industry needs in this new farm bill?
G.T. Thompson got a farm bill out of the House that was really, really good, and it was certainly good for cattle people. and we were very pleased with it.
What were the provisions in that House bill for the cattle industry that you like so well?
Well, a couple of them were the money for the vaccine bank, you know, foot and mouth disease and so forth. Now with the New World screwworm, being able to tap into money to get the flies, the sterile flies, and how you eradicate it through will be important. And money for the EQIP programs and the voluntary conservation and risk management help people stay in business. So those are big ones.
Some of the other issues that you're looking at, and having been out west this past summer and seen the industry up close and personal, one of the challenges we get from various organizations, government land. We got to get cattle off government land. But then you look at things like fires that happen. Relate how the cattle industry is good for these lands and how it works with fires. What's going on?
Yeah, correct. Cattle and the land, of course, go together very well. And when you don't utilize the forage and so forth, just like when you don't take any wood out of forests, the fuel there for fires is unbelievable. And we're seeing the results of that. And so many of the people in the agencies, forestry and BLM and so forth, understand that. They understand they need us. But, of course, they serve at the behest of the administration. And so we feel much better with this administration on being able to work with them. And, of course, Governor Burgum being over Interior now, we think that's going to be very, very beneficial. And you bring up an excellent point there that if you can utilize grazing, you're going to have a lot healthier landscape. And growing grass sequesters more carbon than standing dormant grass.
And it's dormant grass is fuel for fires.
Amen, brother. And so we look forward to working with this administration.
And when you're out west, too, a lot of issues cattlemen are involved with, the Endangered Species Act, the wolf. We have that situation here in Wisconsin. Some of our congressmen have recently introduced bills as far as the Endangered Species Act and the gray wolf. They're a challenge.
A big challenge. It seems to me that once something gets on the endangered species list, it's almost impossible to get them off. And I don't know if that's about power or what, but, you know, the number one job of any organization is self-perpetuation. And so you've got that going on with these agencies, too. The Biden administration came up with some new rules that were really unreasonable and nonsensical. Our sense is that that will change greatly without a lot of hard work on our part, simply because this administration has a lot more logic to it, in our view.
And this administration also talking about tax changes like they did in 16 and 17. What are you hopeful for on the cattleman side that some tax reform will come about to help the industry as far as how we deal with our taxes, our animals? Right now, you've got people that don't understand the industry trying to write tax rules.
Right, and that's always been the case. There's always a lot of that going around, but the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was a signature legislation, I think, that President Trump got through in his first term. And so I feel certain, that he's going to want to get that done again. He's even talking about improving it. And so we have high hopes that we have a good outcome there. Evaluation of land that has gone up so much makes it, in a very high-volume, low-margin business, if someone dies and the land is worth so much money, you don't want to have to sell half of it or acquire a bunch of debt in order to pay the taxes on it. So that's going to be very important that gets redone and maybe even improved. And especially, you know, you and I are towards the end of things, and there's a lot of that going on.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe I have a misread here, but that's going on a lot, and so that's a really big one. I mean, in our business, ag business, like I said, high volume, low margin.
Maybe one of the issues that played into the way farmers and ranchers voted in this last election, regulation. Tell me about the regulations from the cattleman's point of view as far as what you hope, you know, the Endangered Species Act, the Clean Waters of the USA rule, not favorable to agriculture. What are you hoping on regulations going forward that are realistic and beneficial.
We've had some good wins with the Sackett case on waters of the United States and the Chevron deference and so forth, to where maybe these agencies can't run amok on their own and have to answer to Congress and so forth. So once again, the planets line up much, much better for us in our view. Now, obviously, we'll wait and see how that plays out, but that's what it would look like to us. And the onerous and overly aggressive regulations, I think, will be much less. And I also think, we think, that a lot of the things that were put in place will go away.
The way the industry is going right now, we're not in really a growth cycle with the cattle industry. It's always a 10-year cycle. But with what we're seeing now, with these high prices, with exports being out of this world, cattlemen have to cash in now. You talk about building herds down the road, we're going to have more cattle. But selling these cattle to market right now, we're going to have more money. How do you deal with that?
That's one of the things that's interesting about this. This cycle is a little different from the last one. The last one was rather dramatic when we rebuilt the herd and caused some issues with oversupply, which of course lowers price. And this time, with interest rates the way they are, and I think we've lost some habitat in the southeast that maybe won't come back. I think the western states, the northern states, the true what you would call ranching states, that's all you can do. I think those herds will come back when they're able. But it's not a bad time to cash in and pay off some debt and lower debt and so forth and do some work on your place. But it will come back. We've got the beef on dairy going on. That's a change that's, I don't think we still have our brains around that totally.
But it's a dollar thing. These every dairy heifer is being bred to a black bull. To make money, those calves are going to market.
Absolutely. And so that's a change. How many cattle cross over from Mexico that are mostly feeder cattle and stocker cattle and so forth? A lot of the cattle that come from Canada are already finished and processed here. And so those things are all still in play. And we'll work together to deal with what you're talking about.
We're visiting with the new president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and that's Buck Werbein from Nebraska, cattleman himself. And Buck, we know when we get out into vegetable and fruit country and dairy country, we need migrant workers. Where is the beef industry, beef ranchers like yourself, stand on that H-2A reform? Where are you at?
Well, we want them to set up a system to where the people that we need to come here can come here and not be so difficult to do it, but do it legally. We're all against illegal people coming in and having no idea of who they are, but we also recognize that this nation was built on immigrant labor, but they came in legally, and so that's the key, and why Congress doesn't get that fixed is beyond me when the demand is here. And it's not just us. It's construction and landscaping companies and roofing companies. Everybody needs immigrant labor and always have, and so they need to get that fixed.
So while the beef industry is enjoying good prices and good demand, still challenges ahead. Buck Werbein, new president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association at the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire. I'm Bob Bosold.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 25% tariffs against Mexico and Canada are in place. What does that mean for us at the grocery store? Darren Von Ruden joins us. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Tense. Stumach Ag Meteorologist joining us with our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. And I'll tell you, it is a messy situation out there. Where is the snow line, Stu?
Not too far away. Let's draw it all about Wabasha, Minnesota to Wausau up to Iron Mountain, Michigan. East of that, it's rain. North of that, it's snow.
And how much snow are they thinking?
Well, there's going to be that area. I mean, even looking toward Mauston and then up into the central part of the state toward Wausau, a little sharper north, there's still some talk of upwards of 4, maybe 6 inches of snow yet today. 2 to 4, pretty common from far northwest, Park Falls, Hayward, and further south. But we're definitely going to have some snow in the west. In the east and southeast specifically, we still have the rain, but that may mix with or change to a little snow before it's all said and done. Low pressure, the heart of the system, is just moving into northern Illinois this morning. It pushes up into Canada by late today, up through lower Michigan, then right up into Ontario. With that system that near, we're going to get a lot of wraparound, a lot of circulation from the east over the top of that low, and that's going to bring that cooler air and that change to snow for folks in the south, and just the additional snow further north. All kinds of warnings and the like out. Southern parts of Wisconsin in that winter weather advisory kicks off midday at Madison. Afternoon further east runs till tonight. There's that narrow band from Prairie du Chien to the Dells, Oshkosh, Appleton, that's under the winter weather advisory, and that goes on till tonight to late at night. And further in the northwest, we, of course, have the winter storm warning, and that holds on till late afternoon and into the night as well. We'll have forecast details right after this.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
All righty, Stu, let's have the rest of these crazy weather details.
Well, pay attention to your watches, warnings, and advisories in your area. We expect a cloudy day. Rain in the east and south yet for a time this morning. Could mix with snow as we head toward midday or the afternoon. Snow further west. Temps are going to get colder in the south, dropping down toward 30, maybe falling toward the upper 20s in the northwest. And the north winds will get stronger today by afternoon, 15 to 30, gusting to 40 or 45 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, a little snow yet early in the night, maybe some clearing late as temps will be dropping down in the teens or about 20. Northwest winds 15, 30 and gusty will diminish late in the night. More sunshine around for tomorrow, upper 30s and low 40s, and some sunshine Friday, maybe just a little cloud cover or snow in the south late Friday, Pam, and the upper 30s for a lot of folks. We do dry it out as we finally make our way to the weekend.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist with your Compure Financial ag weather update on a Wednesday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump in last night's address to both houses of Congress praising what he says he's done so far.
6 weeks ago, I stood beneath the dome of this Capitol and proclaimed the dawn of the golden age of America. From that moment on, it has been nothing but swift and unrelenting action to usher in the greatest and most successful era in the history of our country.
Democrats protesting by refusing to applaud at anything. One, Congressman Al Green from Texas, was actually escorted out of the chamber. Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan delivering the Democratic response, saying, among other things,
we need a tax system that's fair for people who don't happen to make $1 billion.
The president launching a trade war against America's three biggest trading partners, Mexico, Canada, and China. They all retaliated, sending markets into a tailspin Tuesday. Futures all pointing higher this morning. This is ABC News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Kieran Culkin is now an Oscar winner, having won the award for Best Supporting Actor last Sunday night. However, if Culkin had his way, someone else would have won. Just 2 weeks before the film written by Jesse Eisenberg was to start shooting, Culkin said he almost quit because the last season of Succession went on longer than anticipated and he wanted to spend time with his family. Culkin also won the Golden Globe and Screen Actors Guild Award for his performance. Being a good dad only goes so far. Speaking of the Culkins, Kieran Culkin has come a long way from playing Fuller McAllister in Home Alone alongside his brother Macaulay. Macaulay attended after parties with his wife Brenda and said he knew his younger brother was going to win because of where they sat him in proximity to the stage. The older Culkin was asked if he would see his brother later that night, and his response was, "I'm not sure. He's a busy guy." He's now Academy Award-winning actor Kieran Culkin. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers keep their kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers re-signing place kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year contract worth over $15 million. McManus, who turns 34 in July, will be guaranteed $5 million and given a $5 million signing bonus. The New York Jets releasing Devontae Adams, and now fans tweeting the Packers should bring the 32-year-old receiver back to Green Bay. College basketball, Marquette takes on UConn tonight at the Gamble Pavilion in Connecticut. The Badgers in Minneapolis for the border battle with Minnesota. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-121 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Giannis with his seventh triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers asked about the mix of young and veteran players on this Bucks roster.
We're kind of mixed. We play young and old, but we're not only just veteran players. We have, like, straight grown-ups. I keep saying it. Everybody on our team is over themselves. There's nothing. There's no stuff. What I call clutter. The guys just play together. They want to do right. It's an absolutely fantastic team to coach.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I talk a little show business with Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and Rich LoCascio from Civic Media's WRJN drops by to talk pro wrestling. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rainfall in the overnight and steady temperatures in the mid and upper 30s. A blustery northeast wind. On Wednesday, snow will develop across the area as temperatures falling into the upper 20s. Total accumulation 1 to 2 inches. Right now it's 37.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
and together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV. And I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
2017.
Well, production agriculture just trying to get its arms around the announcement about the tariffs, now about 24 hours old. China, for example, imposing tariffs starting on March 10th on U.S.-produced chicken, wheat, corn, cotton, soybeans, pork, sorghum, dairy, beef, fruits and vegetables, to name just a few. I'm talking with Sean Cleary from Cleary Building about another tariff that doesn't necessarily make the headlines, the steel and aluminum tariffs. You know, if you're planning a building project this year, that is definitely something that could impact your bottom line. Stick around for that conversation. It's on the way. Welcome back, everybody. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. On this, the 5th day of May, what can I tell you? Let's see, on this day back in 1872, the air brake is patented. A fellow named George Westinghouse is credited with the design of the railway braking system that uses compressed air. Started on this day back in 1872. On this day in 1981, in Britain, they found their first home computer. It was called the ZX81, and it became one of the world's first home computers sold. Over 1.5 million people purchased it. The ZX81, Britain's first home computer, hit the market on this day back in 1981. On this day, 1956, King Kong was televised for the very first time. Some happy birthdays to Penn Jillette. He is a part of Penn and Teller. He turned 70 today. Eva Menendez, she is 51. And believe it or not, back in 1982, this morning we woke up, found out that John Belushi had died. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. Say it with me, STEFFESgroup.com. That's a spot where you're going to see all of the auction lineups as well as those individual pieces of equipment that you're looking for. You say, okay, Pam, it's time. You want to have an auction and you know you want it done right. Then give them a call, 800-726-8609. 8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group joining us. And a busy fella. You know, we're not quite into the field yet for spring planting, Ashley, but you guys are weeks ahead as far as activity for that spring planting is concerned. Busy, busy, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. This is, you know, this first week of March is when it really hits hard and heavy. Of course, Monday we had the kibble auction in Mason City, Iowa, just right across the border there. So if you want to take a look at what all the late model John Deere equipment is worth with very few hours on it, just take a look at those sold prices. But, you know, our catalog is hitting the mailboxes now. We've had the digital version out for a week. Over 100 auctions in that catalog for this spring.
Wow. Yikes. Yeah, and remember, like you said, you can find that catalog online at the StuffesGroup.com website. Let's talk a little bit about some of the auctions that are front and center already, Ashley. Like I said, everybody always thinking about how busy we're going to get at spring planting, Mother Nature on our side. We want the right piece of equipment ready to go when the weather allows. What do you got? What do we got coming up as far as the schedule?
Yeah, you know, it's funny how fast it comes up on us. In January, we're thinking March is so far away, but here we are. March 11th, we're going to be in Pulaski. A nice, really lineup of New Holland tractors. A couple four-wheel drives. He's got a Steiger in there. He's got an T8330 front-wheel assist, Challenger tractor. He's got a nice Kinsey planter, two of them, matter of fact. So that's going to be just a really good sale, opportunity to buy right off the farm. And then when we head out that week, March 13th, something kind of rare we're going to sell. I believe this will be the first Fendt combine to ever be sold at an auction. It's only got 344 separator hours. Of course, he's got a 12-row gearing half corn head to go with it and a 9350 50-foot flex draper. Mm. So that is something unheard of in the industry. So it's going to be a heck of an opportunity for somebody.
Boy, that is excellent. Yeah, you don't see a lot of folks. Well, I shouldn't say a lot of folks, but that draper head, definitely something that should catch attention. And as always, if you're looking for details, you guys put all the details on every piece of auction equipment you sell up on that website, right, Ashley?
Yeah, truly. And that's the neat thing with technology today. The system we built internally, when those guys are out there taking pictures with their phones and they hit, they click the button, it goes right to the website within a minute, 30 seconds,
wow,
and it's there. So as we get the information, you guys get the information.
That is cool. I know that they had just gone through kind of a revamp and upgrade on that website. Now, you know, one of the items that they provide for you because of it, investing in technology so you can invest in great equipment. That's Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group. Remember, the catalog is out. So if you didn't sign up to receive a physical copy, you can see the digital copy online, steffesgroup.com. And then, again, that auction coming up with all that great equipment in the Pulaski area and some other items that you want to take a look at. All the details, as always, at the Steffes Group, steffesgroup.com, or give them a call, 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, believe it or not, the markets are trying to recover a little bit after the tariff announcements that occurred yesterday early morning in overnight electronic trade on a Wednesday. Right now, our December new crop corn is up a half a cent at 447. November new crop beans up 2.5 at 1006. July new crop wheat, that's up almost 7 cents right now at 558. Now, dairy really struggled yesterday. Barrel cheese dropped 5.25 cents to 173. 40-pound block cheese, that was down 11.5 at 160.5. Double A butter, that lost 9.5 cents in a day, down to 225 a pound. This morning, the April Class 3 milk that goes into making cheese, that's up a dime at 17.69. The May contracts are up 18 cents, 17.96 a hundredweight. So like I said, things turning around a little bit in overnight market activity. Well, you know, we talk about the tariffs, its impact on agriculture, and yet there is still a silver lining out there for folks that are pursuing a career in agriculture. Next week, March 11th, Ag Day, technical colleges all across the state are going to focus in on those opportunities. One such college is Mid-State Technical College. They are going to host the Wisconsin Technical College System Ag Day celebration. Basically, it's something open to the public where from 7:30 in the morning till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, on their Marshfield area campus. They're going to give people a chance to explore the latest technology and agricultural practices that help farming operations. That, in turn, is a job opportunity. According to Terry Rotz, who is hosting and organizing the Ag Day celebration.
The Ag Day celebration is a statewide annual event that allows the technical colleges to take a moment and recognize the huge impact that agriculture has in our state. This year, we are going to gather at the American Legion in Marshfield. The event kicks off. We have a full breakfast in the morning with remarks from keynote leaders, including the Wisconsin Technical College System President, Layla Merrifield, Mid-State Technical College President, Dr. Shelley Mondike, Alice in Dairyland, and the Department of Ag Secretary, Randy Romanski.
Terry Rotz, again, with the Mid-State Technical College hosting Wisconsin's Technical College System Ag Day Celebration. Attendees are going to hear from a lot of different special guests, including the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection crew, Secretary Randy Romanski, our current Alice in Dairyland, and then they're going to get a chance to also tour some local farming operations to get a better idea of job opportunities for their future. And according to Rotz, there are a lot of job opportunities in the agricultural market these days.
So enrollments really stayed pretty steady over the past years, which really reflects a continued interest in careers within the industry. Students, again, you know, they're gravitating towards those short-term technical diplomas and certificates. It's a more affordable way to get the credentials that they need that they can use in the workforce. I think overall in the ag industry, I always tell my students, as long as you have an ag degree, you're probably going to find a job pretty easily. The job market in agriculture is always very strong. Ag's needed every day by everybody, you know, whether it's the food we eat or the clothes we wear.
Terry Rotz, she is the coordinator for the Wisconsin Technical College System's Ag Day celebration next week, March 11th, 7:30 in the morning till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, specifically at the Mid-State Technical College Marshfield campus. If you're interested or would like to direct someone to that event, go to mstc.edu, mstc.edu. Meanwhile, job opportunities with the federal government have gotten thinner and thinner, especially in our rural populations. That's because there's been tremendous turnover at local USDA offices around rural America. Those folks that are with the Farm Service Agency office or our conservation offices specifically. Dr. Amy Hagerman, an agriculture and food policy specialist for Oklahoma State University, says farmers are going to notice these changes and feel some of the consequence.
So this administration came in with a stated intention of decreasing the footprint of the federal government and then also decreasing spending in the federal government. And of course, this is going to have a couple of consequences for us out here in the field. The first is that as we begin to lose USDA employees, this is going to create some openings and some holes across the state that's going to make it harder to get programs out the door. So I think we need to be conscious of that. We need to be patient with these offices that may find themselves with relatively short notice being pretty short-staffed. So just be patient as you set those appointments with USDA. Try to set your appointment well ahead of when you need it because they may not have as many openings as normal.
That's Dr. Amy Hagerman. She's with Oklahoma State University Extension. She said farms are going to need to prepare themselves to handle these staffing shortages at their local Farm Service Agency offices, USDA offices of any type. And she says record keeping is going to be one of those areas where farms are going to have to be responsible for themselves, at least on the short term.
Do the best you can to keep track of your records. Know when your deadlines are, like these upcoming deadlines for disaster programs coming out of 2024. As an example, in early March, be aware of those deadlines. Also be aware the deadlines are a little different this year. So you're going to have to stay on top of that a little bit more, just simply because the folks in the offices may not be able to communicate out as much as they have in the past.
Little advice from Dr. Amy Hagerman, agricultural and food policy specialist for Oklahoma State University. We know that here in Wisconsin, more than 100 of our natural resource conservation staff members have lost their positions within USDA. That's just one example of the federal cutbacks that the state has witnessed. Coming up next, talking a little bit more about tariffs and their impact on the grocery store. Ben Jarbo with that story coming up next.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last year that the Trump transition team had been funding itself through unknown private donations and refused to sign a General Services Administration transition support memo, which limited private donations to $5,000. The memo was never signed, and the transition's private donors still haven't been disclosed. Nonprofit news site Notice reports that previous transition teams disclosed that information by February 19th, including Trump's first transition. In November, Trump's chief of staff promised to disclose those donors. The Presidential Transition Act of 1963 allows money controlled by the GSA to fund presidential transition expenses, including office space, personnel, IT, and other support services to aid incoming and outgoing administrations. That funding is contingent on the incoming administration signing a memo of understanding and the $5,000 limit on private donations. But while Trump's team agreed on the terms of the new administration's move into the White House, it refused to sign GSA's transition support memo, allowing it to sidestep the limits and disclosure requirements. So between November 7th and January 20th, it's likely millions were received from wealthy donors and corporations, and Americans still don't know who funded its transfer of power and the influence it bought. We've linked the Notice report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll break down the presidential address with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project and see what's ahead for Ukraine. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Resolved during his time as president.
Well, let me tell you, it's just been really great to get all around the Midwest and meet with our food manufacturers in, you know, every part of Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota. I'm just getting to know all the different products that we grow and that we make here in these states. You know, the Midwest is an amazing place for the food industry. And the first couple months on the job have really just been getting to know our members, getting to understand the products that we make, and trying to understand the issues and challenges that they're facing. You know, we're going to talk about a number of those here, but it's just been good to be, you know, at the facilities and getting to know our members, and it's been a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to getting more into the issues and getting to know more of our members. Obviously, we'll have harvest season and kind of the pack coming up later this year. That'll be interesting to see all the great vegetable processors that we have in the Midwest. And so, you know, I had a lot of familiarity with manufacturing, but I'm now really getting into the weeds of food processing in the food manufacturing industry, and it's been a great ride for the first couple months.
On your first go around here, when you are talking to these manufacturers and producers, what are some of those key topics that they are really worried about or really want to make sure you know about?
Well, there's a number of challenges. I think when you talk to any business, but you know, especially in the food and ag industry, you know, workforce is continuing to be a big challenge. Just you know, not only trying to hire people and find people to fill the jobs that are open, but really that retention and making sure that you're able to have a workforce that is ready, that is able to do the things that you need. So you know, workforce is a big issue that we continue to hear from our members. And then also looking at the environmental and regulatory challenges that our businesses face in the Midwest, in the different states. You know, we at MWFPA continue to work with our partners at state agencies to ensure that our members have a voice with them, whether it's DNR here in Wisconsin or, you know, one of the many other agencies that we work with across the Midwest. You know, we want to continue to make sure that industry and government are working together so that these businesses can continue to operate here in the Midwest and make the food that we all eat. So, you know, workforce, regulatory, environmental challenges. Obviously, there's some big changes going on at the federal level right now. And so we've had a lot of conversations about tariffs, about some of the other regulatory items that are either were proposed by President Biden or something that's going to change under President Trump. And so, you know, we continue to listen to our members and we'll be ready to stand up as their advocate whenever needed.
Novak says in regards to tariffs, as an association, they have sent a letter to President Trump urging him to rescind the tariffs on steel and aluminum.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
A U.S. senator calls for immediate action to correct some serious problems in American agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. After hearing testimony from several representatives of U.S. ag groups, Senator James Justice acknowledged that farmers in this country need help now. Justice is a West Virginia Republican serving on the Senate Agriculture Committee.
We've got to fix this right now. We've got to fix crop insurance. We have got to have a farm bill that is a true bill that basically probably is regionalized. Instead of a one-size-fits-all, it doesn't fit all. That's all there is to it.
Justice says we're lucky that farmers love what they do.
We go into grocery stores, and as far as you can see, a mile long, there's every choice imaginable. We pay almost nothing of our annual incomes compared to countries all across this globe to have a luxury like you can't imagine that we have in America.
Justice says there's no guarantee that will last.
But we got to wake up. Absolutely. If we don't wake up right now and we awaken to those farmers leaving the farm for whatever reason it may be, it's going to be a bad day in America.
If you care to see more of the Senate Ag Committee hearing where all this took place, there's a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me as we find out what happened to USAID with Christina Dry, speechwriter and communications analyst for the agency.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House and Republicans happy with last night's congressional address in which President Trump declared,
"Citizens, America is back."
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has reaction.
They feel that he set the right tone, that it was optimistic, I'm told. That was the word that one White House official just used to describe this to me. Look, the president did what he came to do in the sense that he laid out everything that he's done in the last 44 days in office, that flurry of executive actions, trying to really crystallize for the American people what he's done so far, also trying to sell some of what he's done, especially when it comes to DOGE and these efforts to overhaul the federal government. And
Democrats sat on their hands during the speech or held up signs that said false during many of the president's statements.